life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life, ah. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. Yes, we are.
Hey.
Yes, we hey. Are. Sometimes I just need to be reminded that we're going to be all right. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is the Black Board Collective Presents Justice and Jews. Nice. I only heard
me, so. Okay, I was like, where'd she go?
I feel like this
you
is
just
the
left
same
me
as
hanging.
Last time.
I did it.
I'm not certain
it.
What's going on. Yeah,
I
no.
I swear to God, I did
we,
it.
We heard you. I am Casey. And I am drinking, I have a few drinks today. So one of them is my protein breakfast shake situation where I get all my daily greens and my beta gluten and my fruits. And then the other is coffee because these are all my morning beverages and we're doing this pretty early. And then I have water.
What the
water.
Fuck is a beta gluten? Okay, can you just, real quick, I'm sorry, but what is it? What beta gluten?
You know what?
What does it do?
I really wish I could remember. I can't remember.
Guys,
to be honest,
drink your beta gluten.
I knew. Please do drink your beta gluten because it's great. And it's good for you. And I don't remember why. But
okay. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah. I think
sure. That's good.
I support you.
So, Paige, what you drinking?
What's up, y'all? I am also drinking a lot of drinks. It's a little bit later here, but I'm still trying to not drink during the middle of the day. Struggle, but I'm working on it. I have regular water. I have grapefruit LaCroix, and then I have cold brew from Trader Joe's. Just it's my favorite. It's like the only one I like.
It's the good flavor.
It is. It's the best flavor, personally. Yeah, I think it's the greatest. But yeah, that's me. Laska, what you doing?
Laska here, activist, artist, asshole, Aquarius. The host that is the Aquarius. But cool, guys. We have an Aries, we have a Gemini, and we got a Virgo on our podcast, if you don't know already. Shout out to all those signs. And everybody else, whatever. I'm struggling.
The rest of the zodiac, whatever.
Right, forget you guys. No, I'm joking. We need everybody. We need all of the zodiac to make the zodiac, right? I am here, and well, obviously I'm here. I was really considering drinking alcohol this morning. I was like, ooh, like we need a mimosa moment. We're going to do this at 11. Like I need a mimosa, but I didn't have any mimosa stuff. So we are just drinking water again.
Yes, a mimosa water. Moment would have been cute.
Yeah, but I have a whole ass day of rehearsals today. That probably would have gone wrong. You got, for to do mimosas, you have to have like a full day of like emptiness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We should do a mimosa.
You really do.
Together,
like and we should, I was just thinking we should plan it properly and do like a mimosa morning. Yeah. We gonna have that. That's coming up soon, you guys, on Justice and Juice Mimosa Morning.
That would be so fun.
It would be very fun, but we gotta sort out our schedules. Y'all, our schedules have gotten crazy.
Very
but
brutal.
It's great because we all have things to do. And sometimes when you have things to do, you can't drink alcohol at 11 a.m. And that's a bummer.
It's unfortunate.
And here we are, though, spending time together. And I love all your faces. I'm so happy to be here and taking this time anyways with you guys.
Yeah.
Highlight of my week. The music.
You're the highlight of my week.
Literally the highlight.
You know what? You know, I'm just realizing now that I'm talking about the highlight of my week that I didn't. So Laska Music and I share a love of food. She enjoys cooking more than I do, but we recently bonded over our love of food and of breakfast burritos in particular. And I made a particularly wonderful breakfast burrito this week. And so I sent her a picture of it. And I'm realizing now that I never text you back. You asked me a question.
What was in it? That's what I asked you. You never shared your secret. So
I feel like I did tell you what was in it, but then you asked me specific questions.
Oh, what?
Yes, because we talked about fried eggs. We talked about how good.
That's right. You did tell me.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, we talked about
I think you were just asking where my veggie sausage was from.
That's maybe what it was. Because, you know, certain brands of certain veggie foods, like veggie sausages, are like, you know, they're on a scale, a sliding scale.
Yeah.
Whether they're good or not.
It's different. It's different.
So
I've been really enjoying. There's a Trader Joe's brand that I really like, a veggie sausage. Yeah. And there's also Morningstar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And both are very good. I think in that one I had the Trader Joe's brand.
But listen, you guys.
Dope. Anyway,
wait, real quick before we move on, Casey and I put fried eggs in our burritos, like in our wraps. And if you're not putting fried eggs in them, then you are missing out because scrambled eggs are over, you guys. It's over. Like, move on. Get yourself a fried egg.
They're canceled.
In a wrap.
Scrambled eggs. Have
scrambled
been
eggs are over.
Cancel culture.
They have been canceled. Scrambled eggs.
Dry ass scrambled eggs, like they need to get out of the burritos. Because something about fried eggs keep them moisture.
Get them out. Get them out of here.
They do. Anyway.
And I hate that you're saying moisture like that. It's really disturbing.
Yeah, I hate
it. But a fried egg, because I'm not eating cheese. I'm trying to stay away from dairy, even though I love dairy with all of my heart and soul. My body does not
like dairy. And dairy loves you. Or not.
It doesn't.
Dairy does not love you. It sounds like it's not your friend.
It's really not, but I love it so much. It's not a healthy relationship. Anyway, so I've been trying to stay away. I'm in recovery from dairy. But doing a fried egg in my burrito kind of makes me miss the cheese less because it keeps the whole thing like, it's almost like its own sauce, you know?
Yeah.
It's really dope. Anyway, we've been talking about food for a really long time, y'all. I haven't eaten yet. My shake is what I do in the morning. Black business. The black business that we are highlighting is once again this week, Semicolon Books.
Guys.
You guys. Okay, like, I mean, this is our last week for highlighting them, but you can still go and patronize their business, and you should be reading those books, and you can find them at semicolonshy.com, or you can find her on Instagram at semicolonshy. Semicolon Books is the only black female-owned, I don't know, I always forget the female part, and that's so dope, I don't want to forget that, black female-owned bookstore and gallery space in Chicago. So go support her. I've been enjoying my books so much. I only have one that I actually haven't started. I started three at one time, and then I have one more that I haven't started yet. But I'm working my way through all those three. It's been dope.
Did you ever get your Cicely Tyson back?
I just did. Just got it yesterday. Yeah. I haven't. Oh my gosh, I'm going to open the box today. My plan later is to go to the beach and read, and I need to write our script for our video this week, so I'm just gonna have a work day at the beach.
What a good day. That sounds like such a good day. She said take care of herself Tuesday. We love that.
It really is. I've started taking my off days to go to the beach, and it's been a game changer.
That's a really good idea. I miss the beach.
Yeah.
How sad. I'm talking like I don't live on a coastal town. Aww. It's fine. No,
back someday.
Yes.
Go to the beach.
Yes. I live close to a beach. I just don't.
Oh, yeah. Savannah has a beach. But is it?
It's not like the beach Savannah is nice. Beach, but it's like near an island called Tybee, which I could very much get to. So we'll find it. I'll get to a beach eventually. It's fine.
Yeah, you'll do it. Yeah. You'll do it.
Yeah. Totally.
So I want to start us off by acknowledging it's a very important day today. So February 23rd is the anniversary of the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. And we just wanted to, speak his name and honor his memory and say that, you know, we will continue to do whatever we can to fight for justice for him and for others like him. And rest in power, and we never want to forget, so that we can continue to make this world better, by remembering his story and honoring him. So yeah.
Couldn't have said it better.
So say his name today, do some running. He loved to run. And then as far as a bit of a check-in and a checkup on, another police brutality case. There was an update, or the results from the independent investigation on Elijah McClain's murder came back in yesterday. The findings were that the Aurora police had no legal basis to stop, frisk, or physically restrain Elijah. Investigators designed questions to help exonerate the officers. The officers claimed that Elijah had excited delirium, came without any meaningful observation or examination. And change.org said that this investigation, which found all of these results, would not have happened without all the pressure that everyone applied this summer. It wasn't even commissioned until July 20th. So everybody who sent an email, who made a call, who signed a petition, thank you so much. It really does make a difference to, at the very least, to get a proper investigation into this heinous murder. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that from these findings, there will be some true justice served for his death. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that and see what happens post. But I can only imagine how important this investigation has been for his family and for his loved ones.
And this is just such a prime example of like what we can do when people come together. Do you know what I mean? And you guys stay on the phone calls and you keep, you know, pushing and be persistent about these emails. I know it's not easy. People don't always answer and you get Casey's.
Excuse Casey's fucking smoothie.
slurping for smoothie. But no, in real talk,
you were on a roll.
She is slurping for justice. Yeah. It's fine. Keep going.
She's slurping for justice.
I'm so sorry.
That's not a new hashtag. Don't use that. Also, but really,
yeah, like, do not use that. Phone. It's very.
That's a lot. That's
inappropriate.
Yeah, it is.
I,
like
it. I wish you guys could see my face right now because I'm blushing. I can't believe I said that.
I don't even know where to, I don't even know where to go from that. I don't even know how to.
I know.
Say
wait. No.
That.
No. Laska Music. You were saying something really.
Yeah.
Important
no. You totally were. Just saying, keep going.
I was just saying. I know right now a lot of people feel like, you know, it feels like we're so alone. We're so isolated. But like what we've been able to do over quarantine has been insane. We've become like so powerful. You know, when we put ourselves together and we're able to reach out to one another keep persistent about these emails, keep persistent about these phone calls, which are not always pleasant to do. Things like this happen, and that's because of the power of the people. And we have so much power, and we shouldn't forget that. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Now I'll slurp.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think at this point, probably... I don't want to assume that, actually. I was about to say, at this point, probably anybody who wants to make calls has kind of, like, gotten their own process down. But maybe you haven't. Maybe you've thought about making calls and you haven't made a call because you don't know what to say or you don't know where to call. And I just want to encourage you to reach out to us because we'll figure it out. We'll help you. I will write you a script. Please. I will give you all the numbers that you need to call. I will do it. So if you have the desire but just don't know how or you're nervous about what to say, please let us help you because that's what we're here for.
Yeah, there's so many different like materials and different connections we have that can help get people started, you know, helping these causes. And I agree with you. I was just reiterating you.
Yeah.
I was over here supporting you, hyping you. Hyping your message.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, hype.
Get you a friend who will hype you up. great.
That's very good.
So I'm going to pass it to, I think, Paige. Paige has something to say.
But this is okay. This is one of my favorite tweets. It's from February 17th. And welcome to Clapback Corner, everybody. This is where I read my favorite tweet from AOC every time I remember.
Did you hear Laska Music's little song?
No. Oh my god, wait, do it again.
Clapback Corner.
I like it. It was like, sister, sister. Like, that's what it was giving me. That's what it was giving me. I love that. Okay, so this was tweeted about, like, right after the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, blamed the Green New Deal for the crisis in Texas. And she tweeted.
Already laughing.
She tweeted and said, Republicans could trip over their own shoelaces and they'd still find a way to blame me, immigrants, LGBTQ+ people, the Green New Deal, Black Lives Matter, anything but accept responsibility for their own actions and dealings. Ineptitude, bigotry, and corruption, disasters in their own right. She said, not today.
Nope.
Yes. And this has
been.
They
trip over their own shoes.
Oh, this is another one too. This is just really funny. Congresswoman Mary Miller, I honestly don't know where she's from, but she's a Republican for sure. And she quote tweeted one of AOC's tweets about the Green New Deal, saying that like her tweet says the infrastructure failures in Texas are quite literally what happens when you don't pursue a Green New Deal. That's what AOC said. And then Congresswoman Mary Miller quote tweeted it and said, Green bad deal. And AOC just said, very clever. I bet that took a long time to think up.
Yo, she said.
Oh God. Yikes. And this has been Clapback Corner.
Woo!
Wow.
That was amazing.
Just like
AOC.
So
like
good.
What a gal. I truly
am. I love Clapback Corner. Life.
Yes, it's my corner. Favorite. I like go through.
But speaking of, you brought up Greg Abbott, and that reminded me of Texas and its officials and Ted Cruz, man.
Y'all.
I can't with Ted Cruz.
You guys. Cruz. What?
Like
he just thought he was going to go to Mexico.
He's like, bye. I'm going to Mexico. And he just like left. And then it's like some bullshit. Yeah.
Like, did he think no one would notice?
Did
he think that we weren't going to say anything?
It's just like white male mediocrity. Like, thinking that, like, this is going to be fine. This is a good idea. Nothing's wrong. And then to blame his children. Like, he blamed it on
his
kids.
Throw his children under the bus.
Like, sir.
Just threw them right under the bus.
I wish they were like Claudia Conway.
And then somebody called him out on that. Mm-hmm. And I think produced receipts that said that wasn't true. And then he had to like pull his children from under the bus and be like, you know what? You're right. That wasn't
what happened.
Oh like, my God.
Excuse me?
So ridiculous. Like, I just truly can't understand. And also too, what's been so upsetting is watching people on the right defend his actions, saying like, oh, you know, what else was he going to do? He was trying to be a father, la, 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 la. Like, he is not a private citizen. If you are a person that has power, you have to use it. Like, I'm sorry. That's your job. That's why you are elected. Beto O'Rourke, literally a private citizen of Texas, did wellness checks, made calls, made sure everybody knew, like, where to go, what to do. AOC raised $5 million for Texas and flew to Texas. She's from New York. Like, she...
Yeah, she was flying in while Ted was flying out.
Literally, they probably passed each other, and he called her a fucking bitch. That's a liar. That's a lie. That's a lie. I am causing...
She was like, and she was like, I bet that took a long time for you to think of that. She was lying.
Just amazing. Yeah. But I was speaking to a friend about this, and he was like, but I think that this will be the last straw, and that Beto O'Rourke will win next time. That Beto O'Rourke will take his seat.
I really hope so. I hope he runs. I really hope so too.
I think he'll run. I don't know. As far as like saying that something will be a last straw with Texas, I'm just like, I've been burned too much.
Right?
I've been burned too much and for too long. You know,
straws on fire.
I don't know what the last straw for Texas will be. Yeah. But I do hope that he's right. I do hope that this will allow them to really see, you know, for the regular citizens, whether you were Republican or
did
not.
Did you say regular degular?
I'm sorry.
She's trying to fly degular. Away from regular and degular like Ted Cruz. Did you say regular
right,
degular?
Like, hold up. That, yeah.
She said that, she really was trying to float through that one. My goodness.
You know what? I didn't even flag it as abnormal is the funnier thing. Like, I was like, what happened?
Like, Texans just walking around like, you're regular degular.
Yeah. I'm from Texas, you guys.
It came out.
We say regular degular.
Okay.
No, I don't know that that's true. I don't know where I got regular degular from. But I've always said it.
Well.
It's like hopper.
I scored it.
You know?
Yeah. Love Let's hopper. Get it. I want a shirt that says regular degular.
Yes. For sure. You know it's going to happen.
And so Ted Cruz is canceled. But speaking of cancel culture.
Speaking of it.
Canceling him.
Speaking of it. How do we feel?
About cancel culture? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I personally think that it's about the way that people respond to like the issues that come up that quote unquote cancel them. Right? If somebody unearths tweets from, I don't know, when did Twitter start? Like 10 years ago, right? If somebody unearths these tweets and this person has like grown, right? Like everybody grows and changes and their views change and things change. And if you are a person that quoted some, I don't know, like white supremacist shit or said something that was, I don't know, inappropriate or whatever, and 10 years later, you don't believe those things, like, if you have not learned from it, like, if you should just say that you've learned from that and say, like, I'm so, like, I apologize for what I said. I understand it was wrong. And this is what I'm doing to help that community, to fix it, to do whatever. But if you just say, I didn't know it was wrong, and then whine about being canceled, then I personally think that you should be canceled. But I think also that it has to do with, like, who is doing this quote-unquote canceling, and really, are we quote-unquote canceling people when they continue to have a platform? Like, Donald Trump has lost – sorry, I said his name. 45 has had his social platforms taken away, but he is not canceled. Yeah. He has not been canceled. Like, explain any of that to me. So I think that it's this, like, faux outrage that people have – like, that the right has created about people facing consequences for their action, like, all of the things that they do. Like, Zach and I kind of talked about this week with Sia and her, I don't know, it was like a documentary. I don't know. It was like a long music video. But it kind of creates this character of an autistic girl. And Maddie Ziegler is, I don't know, but the girl from Dance Moms, who's like Sia's little pal, is in this video, right. And she's portraying an autistic young woman. And Maddie was so uncomfortable with it during shooting. She was like sobbing. She was like, I don't want people to think I'm making fun of them. And like Sia kind of talked her into it. And there's obviously been backlash because the autistic community is like, this is a caricature of us. This is not real. This feels mean and feels like these stereotypes, right? And so people are calling for her, the awards of the accolades that Sia has received, to be rescinded. And I personally think...
Wait, all of her past awards?
No. Just the ones for...
Awards for this song.
The awards for this song. Not all of her past awards. Just like she's, you know, she's been nominated, I think, for like a, I don't know, something like Globe or I don't know. I don't know the award, but
a Grammy,
a Globe, just one.
they're gonna give her a Globe.
But I just think, I just think that if the autistic community is telling you this offends us, then like okay, like then we go back and rework. That's personally how I feel. It's my long winded way of how I feel about cancel culture.
Yeah,
when.
Alaska Music, are you about to say?
Yeah. No, I agree with a lot of what you said, Paige. I when I think of cancel culture, I think of comedians. I think of all the comedians and like the films and stuff that I grew up watching that I loved. Like, the one with like Steve Martin, right? Who or actors or comedians who've done things that just I think of them now, like who maybe just they wouldn't be acceptable now. Just because it's like, so, you know, you can't do any, it feels restrictive. Cancel culture feels restrictive in the sense that they feel like they cancel everything. It's very sensitive. It's so sensitive that like you can't say or do anything. I could still go watch some of these old films and be cracking up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Is White Chicks okay? You know what I mean? Like these films that you're like, whoa, like White Chicks is fucking hilarious. And I will think it's always hilarious, but there are things in that you're like, what? Like, you know? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe not now. If they would have released that now, I feel like the only comedians who can get away with this shit is like SNL, and even they're like on their tippy toes a little bit sometimes about certain things, certain topics. And while I do agree with you,
it's not as good anymore.
No, it's not.
Right. No, it's not. And I do agree with you. I think that people should be held responsible to what they do. And if it's like something you did years and years ago, their actions should show that they've changed, not just be like, well, I'm sorry I did that. It's like, well, what have you done to learn? And I want to know, like, what did you do? But I think that people have to be mindful that you could ruin someone's entire life and their career in cancel culture. And that I think is not necessarily fair. I think people should have an opportunity to change and be able to show to be different. If you just cancel somebody, like, well, you're canceled, then you've like, you could fuck up their entire life, like literally their entire life, because everything is on social media now and everything is virtual. And, you know, we've all said shit that we didn't mean to say. We've all done shit we didn't mean to do. I, for one, know that about myself. Yeah. I'm not a perfect person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not, like, in the public eye. You know what I mean? But if I was, God, who knows what the fuck? Like,
not yet,
you know?
But
right. Give it time, and now we move forward. Yeah, but now we know right now that, like, we're growing up into cancel culture being a thing. So now you're like, oh my God, can I say anything? Can I do anything? Can I speak up? Am I always going to be judged for everything that I do?
Right.
So I don't know. I'm just throwing that into the hopper. Right. But, you know, I'm just a regular degular person here.
She's just like throwing inside jokes into every sentence. She's like, I'm throwing it into the hopper, and, you know, regular, degular.
All these old movies.
Pitchforks.
All these movies I think that we all grew up with but now to like the generation below us could think they are so offensive. That's what I think about. I think about like those kinds of films.
Yeah. Like, they are though. Yeah. Honestly, I watched Bringing Down the House. Do you know that movie, Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin?
I
and
love
Bringing
Down the House. I love
Okay,
house.
Have
like,
you watched it recently?
Crack?
Because
that's offensive.
I also love that movie. Like, I absolutely I've loved that movie. Like, my sister and I used to watch it all the time. I watched it within the last year, and I was like, oh my God. Like, this is such a problem. Like, this whole movie is just such a problem. But it was like 2001, you know, maybe 2003.
Right, yeah.
Like, and so there was this, like, I do think that it kind of can, like, can, I don't know, like, both scales are being tipped, but like, it can still be offensive. But I think that, like, when people just don't, like, evolve, or, you know, if you say some shit 20 years ago, you know, like, I don't know. I also think it's, like, the gravity of the thing you say.
It depends on who you are, too, Paige.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Like,
it depends. Like, us, we're like, yeah, it can be offensive. We have a little bit more, but some people are just out there canceling fucking everybody because they're like, that's not okay. That's not okay. That's not okay. That's, and like, well, what is okay? Then no one's going to do any art. No one's going to be a comedian. No one's going to be able to make fun of themselves or anybody. It's like, Chelsea Handler is probably a great example of it. She's like, I make fun of everybody, including myself, and I don't really give a fuck, but she's popular as hell and no one can touch her. She's kind of like, yeah, I said it. What are you going to do about it? Like,
there are a lot of comedians who have those audience. Dave Chappelle has made his career off of that in a way.
But
in
what, like, I want to say about,
like,
Dave,
look, I said it.
What I want to say about ahead. Dave Chappelle and Chelsea Handler, the interesting thing about those two people who are comedians who make fun of everybody, including themselves, they are actively learning and putting it on blast. Like, they're both people who are here for a cause, show up. Chelsea Handler's like that too. She drops documentaries all the time about being, I'm white and I don't fucking know and I'm here to learn. At least there's that. Do you know what I mean? Because if she was just doing all this shit and like didn't give a shit, then that would be one thing. But she's actively out here trying to find the answers, actively finding the answers. And so that's, you know, that's a big difference, I think, versus like someone like her and Roseanne, who's like, you know, like saying racist shit and just sticking to it. It's like,
oh my God,
Roseanne. You're canceled, Roseanne.
Like, you've been racist. So, okay.
You canceled Roseanne off too, Roseanne.
Honestly, the best switch. They said, Roseanne, no, we're the Connors now. Thank you so much.
Right, yeah, you're out.
I do just think, too, I think that a lot of people, like, Gina Carano, is that the girl that, or the woman that just got fired off of The Mandalorian? Yeah. She, like, I think that the thing is also that people have to understand is, like, cancel culture does not, like, consequences.
I don't know this story. What happened to her?
So Gina Carano basically said that being a conservative in America right now is likened to being a Jew during the Holocaust because... essentially just like bullshit. Like, you're just like, girl, like, what are you? No, like, it's just
what,
not.
Like
it's
have
not.
You just been fucking asleep? Do you just have no concept of what is appropriate and what? Just shut your fucking mouth.
Yes.
Like, here's the thing. Here's my thing. I don't necessarily believe in cancel culture. I think cancel culture is dumb. I think that redemption is a thing and that everybody deserves it, and everybody who is out here canceling everybody, I just wonder what sort of perfect angel you've been for your entire life.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm just very,
yes.
I'm very I'm confused by the audacity of cancel culture. Like, who are you? Who are you, and where have you been, and what have you done where you think you can just be out here canceling people?
It's all the, like, 14-year-olds who, like, haven't done anything. Like, they're not old enough to do anything.
You've lived no life.
You've lived none life. So yeah, you have nothing. I have nothing to cancel you for.
Like, and that's not to say that people don't deserve to, be called to task and have to take responsibility for stupid things that they've said. But for me, that's like, the way I like to think of it is like, your mic is off. You need to take a minute to just be quiet.
Yep.
Be quiet. Listen to what people are saying, the communities that you've offended. Listen, learn. And then we can turn your mic back on. And then you can talk to us about what you've learned. But so it's more like a timeout. I do think that yes. there is such thing as a timeout. And then sometimes these things come out after people have already taken their timeout. Right. And then that's a good opportunity for you to come out and be like, hey, I know I said this. Here's what I've been doing. Like you guys have been saying, like, here's what I've been doing to educate myself. Here are the causes that I'm working on. And I'm always open to learn. That's all we need. Right. And if you're not ready to say that, your mic can go back off again.
Yep.
And that's
I think what it can also do is help engage in conversation. It's okay to not agree with everybody. It's okay to be like, well, I don't like what you just said. Okay, well then talk to them about why you don't like what they said and let them have a response so you can talk to them about it. These younger generation kids don't know how to do anything like that. They're just like, you're canceled. Like they're canceling Justin Timberlake now. I'm like, I don't know how you guys feel about that. About
I
him.
Think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have a lot of opinions about Justin Timberlake. I have a lot of opinions about him.
I think, yeah, well, I'm sure people have a lot of opinions about him. And, like, do we agree with how he was during that time? No, I don't even know that he agrees or probably remembers half the shit he did when he was that young or anything. But he's out here trying to at least apologize for it and even saying, like, I know my apology isn't, like, enough, but I'm willing to continue
to give an apology.
Okay, so do we cancel him then? Are we like cancel him?
I don't think we need to cancel him. I don't think we need to cancel him. I personally, like there was just one thing that I really can't stand. He said, I seen the messages. I'm just now seeing this. You're just now figuring out that on every fucking Super Bowl Sunday, people are like, welcome to the Janet Jackson Appreciation Day. Like, you just now figured that out. You just now, like, you're lying. You got too much heat with Britney and Janet. And now you're like, okay. All right, fine. I'll say something about it. Like, that was just the thing with his, like, apology that pissed me off. But it's okay.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of people who did something. There's probably a lot of people who've done something in their past who just wanted to sweep it under the rug and move on because they're embarrassed by it or whatever the situation may be. He's trying to, like, move on. It's like, look, you can't. Especially when you're a celebrity, people are going to pull that shit out. Especially now. People will go through your tweets from I don't even know when Twitter started. But they will find it.
I don't know how I found this place in my soul, but this lives in the small place that I have in my soul that is for white men who are waking up to, like, their privilege and their whiteness. Like, this is as much as, like, okay, tiny, tiny, tiny violin for you guys, but, like, also how hard must that be to like, he's having to wake up to a lot of shit at once, you know, like, all of his behaviors, as far as how he was living back then, were totally accepted and fine because we weren't talking about white privilege and what it was in a public arena. He probably had no concept of even that. Mm-hmm. Also, we weren't talking about slut shaming in the same way that we do now. Like, there are all these things that he's just now realizing that he was a part of, and now you're doing it, like, live and in living color, and we're all like, you're a dick. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea what this stuff even was.
Yeah.
I was just being a teenager and being a fucking idiot. Yeah. You know? And that doesn't make it okay. Yeah. His behavior was not okay. But I'm just, like, for a moment putting myself in that position of, like, how do you even go back and apologize for all the things that you just didn't even, all the systems that, like, you were benefiting from that you didn't know
were
there.
In a industry that literally gives power to white men, like, no one told him, like, it's not okay. He grew up with people supporting him doing whatever the fuck he wanted to do. He was a white man in this industry, period. The end.
He was a young
and so
white
now he has
pop
to come
star.
Back and be like, I'm sorry. Right. Like, the story of America. Like, we are, like, literally. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're also, you know, they're attacking drag queens. Like, I there's certain stories I've heard about that. Yeah, like, I love, look, if you, now listen to me, cancel
attacking
culture.
Drag queens.
Wait, what are they attacking drag queens
if y'all
for?
Don't back the fuck up off of drag queens for saying women, for
saying, wait, who, wait, why are they attacking?
Women, they say she, there's this whole thing about
who,
drag queens.
Wait, who is attacking drag queens?
Wait.
This is a whole other ass podcast and I wasn't even prepared to talk about it, so I'd have to pull up the article, but I was just reading certain things or certain articles about people being mad about drag queens calling themselves she, calling themselves, like, we are winners, women, or and how they portray women. I'm like, that is what drag queens do. Because, like, oh, they may do gags, like boob gags and, like, things that they do as drag queens. And I'm like, okay, That's like go down drag history.
This sounds like the most like turfy opinion of all time. Like who did this?
Right?
Who
this is some white ass feminism. Yes, this is white feminism if I have ever probably heard it.
White women just want to cancel somebody, so they're after the drag queens.
They just want the heat off us. Like white women are like, no. Seriously, leave them alone.
Drag queens have enough issues without y'all attacking them. This
honestly,
is not...
the best thing about drag queens is like they're probably like, guess what? We don't give a fuck. Like they could not care less about what the fuck white women think of them, which is why we stan drag queens.
And also, like you can't control how anybody chooses to self-identify. Like you can't control. Like don't tell them what pronouns they can use. They can use whatever
like,
the fuck pronouns they want.
Like goodbye. Like, but that's also like such a turf. Like a turfy thing to think about, and like there are plenty of feminists, fucking J.K. Rowling included, who think that like trans women are harming women, and like it's just it's asinine, it's completely ridiculous. Like
so,
trans
do you cancel
people
her?
Are not that
you know?
Yeah. She's been canceled. She's been canceled.
JK's mic is off. Her mic is off.
Her mic's been off. Her mic has been off.
And we keep turning it on and she keeps making it worse. Like every time we like allow her a mic, she just digs down deeper. And I'm just like, wow, we should really, really stop letting you talk. but we keep doing it.
I think the wizard keeps doing his little hand like he has something to say.
What you got to say with...
Yeah, before we get to, well, before we go too far down the wizarding world of Harry Potter, I wanted to agree with Casey. Actually, I think you totally nailed it on your comment you made about cancel culture in general. Like, I hate actually even saying that out loud. I hate cancel culture. Mm-hmm. It's, it should be called accountability, and you are accountable for your actions, and your intent matters. But online, there is no intent, and honestly, people want to pile on, and it's a thing that you can do very easily by a hashtag or a retweet, right? It's not like actually doing work to make someone more compassionate or empathetic or learn, right? It's not educational. But I do think that companies, just like people, have the right to fire or not rehire someone, and people have the right to boycott a product and let that be known. And that's just what we can and will continue to do forever. And I think we had very little accountability for a long time with people.
Yeah.
Also, people had a really easy time of hiding some really, really disturbing views. But now with social media, you can post your disturbing views for all to see. And that allows us to go, we think you are a white supremacist, or you are anti-Semitic, or you are homophobic, or you are whatever. And that allows companies to go, do I want to hire this person who represents something that goes, that's antithetical to us and our business model, right? Or our ethics, our code of ethics. And so I think people can just reveal themselves to be whomever they want. And then we can decide for ourselves if that represents who we want to associate ourselves with. And I think comedians have it easiest, kind of. They are often rewarded the most for being the most, you know, pushing the line. But also oftentimes they represent themselves and their own brand. Versus like an actor trying to be in a Disney movie, right? Or Disney World. It's like Disney, the world of a Disney.
the world of a Disney.
That they now have to, they represent not just Dave Chappelle, but they represent Disney.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to say anti-Semitic things or pretend that you don't know what these images represent, then that's going to put you in a position to maybe not get hired by companies that that's problematic for. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You should be allowed to be anti-Semitic, but that doesn't mean that you should be allowed to keep your job for your views that are going to be antithetical to this company. And so I just think that like, that's not cancel culture. That's just accountability for your actions. And we all should be accountable. And then we all should be able to learn and grow and be accepted back. And I think our country does a good job of reaccepting people back in who are honest and truly apologetic for their past. And that's what makes, you know, some of our favorite heroes in American cinema and in politics, even, is those people who will really apologize and can grow. And so that's
Yeah. I think too that when you really look at like who uses the term cancel culture in a way that's like, oh my God, like we have to fix it. It's very, very regularly conservative politicians or people who are who express conservative views in a bigoted manner and then get upset and say they're being canceled when it's just consequences. Like there are things like there are things that like we you know that you kind of go down and fight for. I will forever ride for Black Lives Matter and like LGBTQ like you know advocacy groups, disabled people, anything like that. I'm loud about my views, and I know that that could some time down the line, if I'm applying for some job and I don't know these people are conservative or whatever, that could affect my life. But I don't want that job, right? So like people have to understand that like when you put your shit out online, like there's gonna be accountability for it, and you can either take the accountability in, listen to what people are saying, understand when a group says this offends me for this reason, and then take it in, grow, and then like nobody's gonna care. Like 9 times out of 10, anybody that's like been canceled, if they just say, whoa, I didn't even realize, like let me take a look, let me think back, let me see what I've been doing, it's not a problem. But like it's all the people that are like, I was young, I didn't know, and then like just continue on, that really to me are like in need of being quote unquote canceled. But then really they just need to be taught. Like they need to buy a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what we're seeing today is that people who are being called out for their behavior, they're not even apologizing for their behavior, but they're complaining about cancel.
Yeah, they're
culture,
doubling down.
Right. So it's like my behavior, it was inappropriate. So people are upset with me about my behavior. My post or my view was inappropriate to some people. Okay. But instead of saying, oh, wow, I didn't realize that, they're saying the society as a whole wants to cancel me for being X, you know, being a conservative, being a liberal, being pro-woman. It's like, well, no, you can be those things. But if you are doing that at the expense of others, that is the problem. You're allowed to be conservative. But if that's at the expense of Black lives, that seems like a problem. It's not that hard.
I think there is something with cancel culture in the sense that I think like they're onto something. Like I don't know that I'm not like in love with cancel culture, but I think that what they are doing in the sense is holding people accountable, and I think people should be held accountable. I think people should do a lot of reflecting in this country. Like there's a lot of uprooting and a lot of reflecting we need to be doing here. So if that pulls people out of, knocks them off their fucking pedestal, you know, all these rich celebrities and shit, like, by the way, you know, knock them off their fucking pedestal and make them have to think about what they did, I think that's good. I think they should. And I think they should engage with people and have to answer for the things that they did. But I think that, again, it's a sliding scale. And we
That's what I'm saying. I think we're all agreeing that accountability is important, but it's just that cancel is so finite. Like cancel is like, you're done forever. And that's insane.
But really like think about a person that has been canceled. Okay. Let's go. A comedian, Louis C.K. canceled for good fucking reason. He was gross. He like masturbated in front of people. Is he canceled?
Yeah,
no,
not
he's not canceled. He still makes money. He still makes content. He still does shit. So, like, it doesn't exist. And he barely has done anything to reconcile the things he did, right? Same thing with, like, Mel Gibson, racist rants on the phone. He went away for, like, 5-10 years, and now he's just making, like, fucking rom-coms. Like, the thing about canceling someone, I'm using air quotes, but you guys can't see me, but the thing about it is it doesn't ever really happen. Truly give me one person that was canceled that truly we have not heard from again.
I haven't heard from Roseanne. I'm not going
to say, I haven't heard from Roseanne.
But we haven't heard, she's still out here. She still has her fucking Twitter. She still has followers. We don't follow conservative media. So of course we haven't seen her, but I'm sure she's
I haven't really heard from R. Kelly.
Okay, but that's with good reason. We don't need to hear from him.
I mean, I'm happy. I don't want to hear
from
R. Kelly.
Right, right.
But I'm saying,
we have albums and albums of things from him that we no longer want to hear.
If we're looking for a pretty clean cancel, that one's
that was fair. But also, but that was like a cancel for like very good reasons, right? Like that was a cancel that everybody was like, you shouldn't even be canceled, sir. You should be arrested and incarcerated. Like this is the thing.
I think, Paige, I think also, though, the cancel culture reflects, like, our system in our country. Like, there are people upset because we don't actually do anything about it. Like, you have 4 years of a president who nothing happened to him. So people are like, who are these people, right, Casey? Who are these people that are canceling everybody? These are the people who are like, well, somebody needs to fucking take accountability for this shit, so I guess we'll cancel people. Like, people are out here like, well, fuck, cancel them, because, you know, we can't trust our government. They're not going to do it. So I don't know. We have a sliding scale then. We have cancel. We have to choose. Who are we going to cancel? We're going to cancel and then we're going to time out for these people. We go from time out to cancel.
Yeah.
And you're on that scale then.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
It's true. Carrie Hilson got a good time out.
Right.
She got a good
timeout. What did Carrie do? I missed that.
Carrie had to take a big seat years ago because she made a diss record about Beyonce.
Oh.
And everybody was like.
I'm sorry.
Girl, people, listen, did you forget that you were Carrie Hilson?
She said, pretty girl, rock away from me. Like, get out of here right now.
Everybody knows.
Sit down.
Everybody knows it doesn't matter what your viewpoint is about Beyonce. You can't say
it. Just like keep your fucking mouth shut. Like, even if you're right, just be quiet.
I think she has assassins. I'm pretty sure.
She is the deep state. Like, she is the actual.
I got into an actual argument with a good friend of mine about Beyonce, and I thought I was gonna die. So let's
me and B. Yeah. Actually, one of our first interactions was a highly social media politicized.
Highly politicized social media post.
Wow, thank you for that.
Okay, wow, thank you. I don't think politicized is the right word. It was just publicized.
Okay.
Publicized. Because people filmed this interaction and I didn't know, and then they posted it and everybody thought it was hilarious, and so then it went around.
Good.
But it was B saying that she didn't like Beyonce, and somebody on camera got my like genuine neck snap around. Like, and I just went, you guys.
People are ride or die for Beyonce. I understand.
I can't really even.
There's no conversation, right?
Yeah. But yeah, so Carrie Hilson had to go away for many, many years. She was on her way to a successful career, and then suddenly
I would say I'm sad, but
everybody was like, "You can actually sit down." And then now she's finally trying to come back, but then I think she said something stupid about. She said something politically dumb, like it was almost in support of. Like, her sentence started with, and I'm not going to defend Donald Trump.
Ugh.
And then she went on to...
Not a good start.
Right. It was, and we were like, wow, you can sit back down.
Yeah. Honestly, mic off. Turn it back off. Like, I don't want...
Back to the penalty box.
We thought you were ready.
For a couple more months.
But
yeah, we're not.
You're not.
I think, too, that it's also
on the other side of cancels, there are confirmations, right?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, too. Look at us. We were in the same little brain space. There's been, I can't hit the camera, but yes, I did it. There have been like a couple confirmations. There's been a lot of confirmation hearings. Merrick Garland should be confirmed later today. He faced a lot of like really crazy questions from conservatives asking him like how he's going to separate politics from his like job as the AG, which is super fucking rich coming from the right, but whatever,
because they're scared of being indicted for the insurrection stuff, you know. That's the
maybe
their
they
fear.
Shouldn't have incited an insurrection. I don't know. And then Neera Tanden is the what is she on tap for? I have to look. She is, I can't find it. I Googled it real quick. But she's going to be some guy, Joe Biden. She's going to be, you know, confirmed eventually, I'm sure. But she's also facing confirmation hearings. And Susan Collins and Joe Manchin. Susan Collins is from Alaska. She's like super annoying. And then Joe Manchin is the Democrat from Virginia, who is – basically a Republican wearing a Democrat hat. Like he's a very conservative Democrat, very conservative. And he confirmed Brett Kavanaugh, like Jeff Sessions, like all kinds of people, and voted no to confirming Neera Tanden because she's said mean things on tweets about Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like the audacity of these two, like to really just be like, no, like sexual assault, racism, totally good. But like your mean tweets, it's just not too much. Like after not the okay. hell that we've all been through for the last 4 years with the president, like angrily tweeting all day long and saying like horrible things to world leaders, to Americans, to Democrats, like just saying awful shit. And now they're pearl clutching. Like now all of a sudden they're pearl clutching. I'm going to find this tweet. You guys talk for a second. There's the best tweet of all time about that. And it made me laugh.
Wait, Laska, you were smiling about something. What were you smiling about?
I was just thinking about how we should cancel all of them. I was just laughing because I was like, yeah, cancel culture. Yeah, they should all be canceled. Cancel probably. Them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, cancel them.
Them?
Not anybody else.
They deserve it.
They can be canceled. I'm okay with that. I'll sign on.
Yeah, it's like the hypocrisy of the Republican Party is just so painfully obvious to see. And when you're watching these confirmation hearings, you're just seeing it on full display.
Yeah.
This idea that like, oh, when the media would challenge them on tweets from Donald, right? It'd be like, what? I don't follow social media. I have no idea what's being said.
What's these a tweeter?
Of who?
What? What's a tweeter?
Tweeter? Yeah, tweeter. What's that? Is that like Bookface? I have no idea. I'm just whatever. And then this woman is trying to be confirmed.
Woman of color, by the way.
To be confirmed for a position on the cabinet. And it's, well, look, I'm a huge Twitter user, and I read all these tweets, and I'm just so concerned that the only person I've ever seen write nasty things is this candidate, and so man, I mean, it's just so gross. And honestly, I talk to Kaylee about this a lot, and it's like really sexist, more than almost anything else.
Yeah,
like a woman saying something about a man is like so like emotional, so disgusting, so probably bitchy, right? In this white man.
That was air quotes, y'all. That was air quotes.
He air quoted bitchy. I know y'all
can't. Oh, I hate that word now. I never thought I never realized how awful that word is until
it's
I realized.
It's a terrible word.
That's like a really mean thing to say. Like it's like, but when men use Twitter or whatever to like chastise people, it's like, oh, well, they're just strong. They have like strong beliefs or whatever they use in their head, their mental gymnastics. It's just like, oh, weird. All the women of color are being like, challenged by the independents on the Senate for their beliefs. It's just really nasty.
It's really, really frustrating. I have so many thoughts at once. Being a woman and dealing with situations and spaces where men are allowed to express their opinions in a certain way, but as soon as a woman does it, it's like aggressive and not okay or whatever. And I've been through that personally, but also to see it in our like government, the people who are making actual decisions for how we get to live as citizens, is like heartbreaking and terrifying and awful.
I could never, ever, ever be in a Senate. Someone will get punched in the face. I know myself, but the three of you could do it probably. You three, you guys could be in there and be AOC level of like clapbacks. But me, I would jump over a bench, a person, a gavel, an old man. Gavel. I don't care.
You would jump like, over a gavel? Like, what are you doing? Like, why is the gavel on the floor? I have so many questions.
I was like, or is it on the floor,
right.
Paige? Maybe it's not. That's
right. I was thinking like, that's of it. Well, here's the thing.
Maybe she's clearing the bench.
That's very true.
Hurdling the gavel, which is on top of the desk, because why would a gavel be on the floor? It would be on top of that high, that high desk.
Right.
You gotta jump that.
So she's doing parkour.
Okay.
You need to keep
parkour.
Right. And then you gotta kind of Superman free punch somebody. That there's just a lot there. And yes. I would.
By the way, we are not. We are not condoning any of this violence in the Senate chamber. I would really hope that that never happens.
I'm holding
Alaska.
Back from saying things. I'm holding.
Yeah,
holding back
I would
my
continue to do that. I'm
no, I mean, like, listen. No, I'm not. Like, listen, I'm not asking anybody to do anything like that. I'm saying, like, when you watch this shit on TV, you're just like, the audacity of some of these people and the shit that they say. I'm like, I wish they would walk out and someone would just punch them in the face. Like, that'd be great. Like, it would just be great. We get to see everything else. We get to see their two sided this. Like, can we see it all?
And it reminds me of, so this is like a bit of a, like an offshoot, but I watched this documentary called How It Feels to Be Free. And it's about all of these trailblazing Black female entertainers in the industry, like during these super important times, like starting from Lena Horne and then going all the way through like Abby Lincoln and Nina Simone and all the, because they were in such a, it's a beautiful documentary. Please watch it.
Wait, what is it on?
I think it's a PBS documentary. You can watch it with a free trial, which is what I did.
Free trial. Love a good free trial.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing documentary. But they there's this one. I actually didn't know who Abby Lincoln was before I watched this, and it broke my heart because it kind of explains like that that's pretty deliberate that I don't know who Abby Lincoln is. And also they had this recording of her in a conversation with these execs because she was brought up initially in her career. They were kind of modeling her after Lena Horne, where she was like, you know, very dolled up and had the straight hair and like was in all the pretty dresses. And then she was like, started looking around at the state of the world politically. And she was like, Black, my people are suffering. Like, I don't want to like fit into these ideal, these European ideals of beauty. I'm gonna start wearing my natural hair. I'm gonna dress how I want to dress. I'm gonna make music about what's going on in the world. And there's a meeting that they let you hear the recording of her with like the record label execs. And it's her and her husband who worked together on all of these albums. But these men are attacking her in this meeting. And it's just like, her husband can say something. Like, when he says something, they'll, like, kind of meet him in the middle and it'll be okay. The moment that she says something, it's like all hell comes down on her. Mm-hmm. And she's so alone in that room. And it was so, like, it brought tears to my eyes listening to it. It was just so frustrating. And you just, like, saw her get buried, essentially. Like, that was the beginning of the end for her. And I don't know. I just feel like we see this so much in our culture, and it's always been there, and I feel like it hasn't really gotten any better, and that's so frustrating.
Yeah, that's horrible. Anyway. I've never heard of her either.
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, that's
great. You should. She was an amazing singer and then went on to make movies once they kind of like blackballed her in the music industry.
That's so horrible. So horrible. Yeah. Well, I think too, it's like, it's, I mean, you hear all the time about these actors who are blackballed because they're hard to work with or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, they're women. 9 times out of 10, they're just women that say, go fuck yourself. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. This is wrong. This is like, whatever. Like, there's so many people that I can think of in the industry who are just strong women who have been told because they like, don't take, you know, the shit that other people will, or that other people don't feel like that they can fight against, like that they're wrong and they're just hard to work with. And like, I remember at AMDA, I was told so many times, like, if you don't want to do this one thing, there's at least 8 other girls that will, you know, like, and like, and that is something that we as artists and as actors and performers get shoved into our brains. And so like, I mean, it's the fucking patriarchy, man.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly, it is. Sincerely.
And on that cheery note,
I have a quote to leave everybody with.
Okay, wait, but before you do this quote, I just wanted to, because this is happening like right now, I just want to mention Tiger Woods was just rushed to the hospital after a really bad car crash. He's in surgery right now. He was the only person in the car. He was the only person involved in the accident. It was a single vehicle rollover. He was extricated from the vehicle via the jaws of life. And rushed to the hospital with moderate to critical injuries, several leg injuries, and he's in surgery right now. So thoughts and prayers and all the things for Tiger Woods. I just wanted to say that because it's right now.
And I just want to say something real quick because I feel like I apologize, Paige, or to anybody who thought that I was condoning violence a second ago. I wasn't saying that was actually.
Nobody thought that. I was just thinking, like, I don't want anybody to take this and say, like, we heard on Justice and Juice.
Right. No, I'm being right. Exactly my point. It's like in the sense of like people hearing this information, like so-and-so said, like, now we're going to go and do this. That's by no means what I'm saying. From my point of view, somebody who hasn't had enough therapy in my life to be able to handle situations without punching someone in the face, specifically to me, if I was in the Senate, it would be a problem. But that's why I'm not in the Senate, you guys. This is why I am not there. And not
if you
there.
Ever
that's
see Alaska Jackson's to do that name job on a ballot, just vote no for the safety.
Yeah, just do it for me, guys. Vote no. Vote. Do it for you. Do it for you. Say no. I won't be on the ballot.
I'll vote for you. But it's fine.
Yeah, but I'm voting yes. There are better. Don't do that. What? Did you hear what I said? I was jumping over the gavel, or did you miss that part?
It's time. I think you know what? We got to try something
different. There's a lot of anger, and listen, there's a lot of anger, but it's like that. Obviously, that is not the way to handle it. There are better people to handle this, and it will be handled. I think there are better people like AOC, people who are coming in, who are able to actually take power by taking up space with their words, with their actions. With actions by not punching somebody, but actions like actually going out and, you know, changing the world and flying to Texas, you know what I mean, to help people who need it. And by being quiet, because there's actually a lot of power in being quiet and stillness, right? I think there are better people for this job. And I'm glad that there are people going into the Senate who have those strengths. So that's all. Take my apology, because I don't apologize very often.
Fine. Then I will vote yes.
Oh my God. I'm
taking
it, I guess.
If I have to.
Paige, what is the quote that you want to leave us with?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So today I was reading about an activist. Her name is Maggie Kuhn. And she is one of the starters of the Gray Panthers, which is something I'd never heard of, but it's like elderly, for elder rights, and, you know, making sure that that like nursing homes and
awesome.
And just, you know, ensuring that everybody's okay. And she actually didn't, she was very prevalent in the 70s, but she didn't like start really becoming an activist until she was like 65. So her story is really cool. This quote made me cry today when I read it. So I hope that I can read it out loud without crying. Okay. She said, so this was what she said. This was her advice to other activists. She said, leave safety behind, put your body on the line, stand before the people you fear and speak your mind, even if your voice shakes. When you least expect it, someone may actually listen to what you have to say. Well-aimed slingshots can topple giants.
Yes.
So I just wanted to leave everybody.
I don't know if y'all caught that biblical allusion, but she did bring in David and Goliath at the end. Amen.
Is Malcolm there too?
I hate you. I hate that Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Why do you keep trying to put Malcolm in the Bible?
Malcolm's not in the Bible,
I just want to know why they left him in the hole. Anyway, okay, but also that quote was dope. I love that quote. I'm so glad you shared it.
Maggie forever. Maggie Kuhn, really y'all. Check her out.
That quote was amazing.
Yeah, I just thought that it was like really important because, you know,
come on, Gray Panthers.
Say something if your voice
shakes.
Awesome. That's hard, and it's a hard thing to do, but it's important too, and it gets shit done. It gets Elijah McClain's case looked at, and you know, I mean, and there are a lot of people too. I've been watching this. I wanted to also recommend this documentary. It's called Amend. It's a limited series on Netflix, and it's about the 14th Amendment. You guys,
yes, I want to watch
it's
that.
One of the, like, I thought it was so well done. It is very triggering. There are a lot of like protest pictures, and there are pictures of lynching, and like there's a lot of things that are going down, but I mean, it's so good. And it really just speaks to the power of activism and togetherness and like fighting for each other. And so I think, you know, if that quote spoke to you, think about it and think about what you can do in your community to fight for everybody too. And that's all I have to say about that.
And watch Amend on Netflix if that's a good place for you to do that. Make sure that you feel comfortable enough to do that. You know, we're all in weird times
it's
right now, feeling
so good though, like so fucking good. The music, like the soundtrack is great. There's a lot of like very cool actors. It's super good, but there are a lot of images that can be very triggering. So just be aware.
Yeah. My dad actually told me about it. I haven't watched it yet, but he was like, it's amazing, but I had to stop and watch some happy TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, just take care of yourself. Watch How It Feels to Be Free as well, because it's so good.
Yeah.
And great. I think that concludes this week's episode. Thanks for listening, y'all. Come back and join us next week. And in the meantime, like, share, subscribe, comment, and rate.
Hey.
And I know.
Write it down. Did you write it
Did
down?
Did you write it down?
No, I didn't. I swear.
Wow.
I didn't.
Yeah. Like 17 episodes in, here you are.
I know. That quote inspired me. I was like, you know what? Just say it. Just say it with confidence.
Yes.
And then it comes out.
Even if your voice shakes.
Even if it's shaky and it comes out.
And it
weird. Like, great.
Okay, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.